Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
We should do the show outside. We need to get some sort of veranda built or some sort of...
A balcony?
You know, yeah. So we could just sit outside. Think how good the show would be if we could just sit on a patio overlooking a putting green and just do it from there. Outside, cup of coffee, sun's coming up.
Give me some birds chirping in the background. Yeah. Should be some good show sound.
How many bird calls do you know?
Oh, no, I'm going to be bad at this.
None. I know a cardinal. I can tell you a cardinal. In fact, sometimes in my backyard, I whistle back to the Cardinals, and I tell myself in my head that we are talking. Yeah.
The Cardinals probably like, this. Look at this idiot. He isn't Cardinal.
Look at this idiot. They respond.
He's yelling at you that you don't actually speak Cardinal.
I recognize your accent.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on Western New York Sports Giant, WGR Sports Radio 550.
The birds are up this early, right? They're not waiting till sunrise, or are they?
I think it depends on the type of bird.
That's probably some birds get up later than others. What are the birds that sleep in? The pigeon feels like a bird that sleeps in.
Pigeon's a good one.
We know a mourning dove wouldn't.
No.
What
yeah,
bird?
But that's spelled, that's not mourning. That's mourning.
Is that? Is that right?
That's correct.
I just learned something. I did not know that. I thought it was mourning.
I believe the Josh
shows what
is
I know about birds.
One.
Yeah, you're right. They're mourning. Okay. Well, they would get up early nonetheless.
For
I think.
Sure. I feel like
the seagull. I think is a snoozer.
Yeah, I was. Right? That's exactly where I was going.
The seagull
probably
for sure.
Like a late night bird. They're probably up late.
They're up late.
Up late in the morning then.
Yep. Partying on the beach. That's a seagull's vibe,
right.
For sure.
I feel like robins are always early.
They're robins always getting, are early.
I feel like I always see them earlier eating worms.
Yeah.
Blue jays feel like a late morning bird.
Yeah. Any of those small birds like that. Like what about like a crow, though? Is a crow an early riser or a snoozer?
I think early.
Hitting the snooze button.
I think early riser.
Early?
When I was younger and I would go out hunting early in the morning with my dad, there'd be crows everywhere at like 6 in the morning.
Yeah. Crows, maybe I know a little bit about birds. I didn't know that mourning dove was mourning, but I did know that crows are like the smartest birds in the world by far.
Really?
Josh surprised by this.
I didn't know that.
Super smart.
No, because right, like
how do you know that though? Like how do they test that?
That's a good question. There are ways. There are definitely ways, but I've definitely seen and even heard in podcasts that crows they are smart enough to where they will remember human faces.
Right. They hold grudges even, I think, is
hold grudges.
That I've read.
Yep.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy. They've got legit memories and I don't know.
Yeah. Social learning. Hide food in various locations. They can remember where they've hidden it, even moving it to avoid theft. They eat like not great though, right? Like don't they kind of eat anything?
Yeah, sort of trash food.
Yeah. Here you go. Crows are, I don't know about this site, but I'm going to trust it. You know, it's 606. Crows are as smart as a 7-year-old child. Can solve complex problems using tools.
Whoa.
Can recognize human faces, hold grudges. That's what Owen just said.
There you go.
Passing them down to future generations.
Whoa. Generational crow beef has to be pretty hardcore.
Crows understand abstract concepts and adapt to new situations by observing and learning from humans.
So in theory, there's a family of crows out there that could have beef with your family from like 50 years ago.
Sure, from back in the day when Grandpa DiBiase decided to to take down their nest on the porch.
Yeah,
and they still remember that day.
One day you're doing landscaping, you take down a shrub, and then now you've got a family of crows that'll be mad at your family for the rest of time.
Yeah.
It seems kind of insane.
New Caledonian crows are smart enough to create their own tools. In the wild and in the lab by shaping one end of a stick or wire into a hook.
Wow. What are we feeding these crows?
Some of this is like what Josh said, like how do they test that?
Yeah.
But there would be an answer to that question. There would be an answer to how did they test that. They did, right? I think.
You'd hope that these aren't baseless claims.
That someone just, because I could do that right now. I could say, you know, crows can finish third in your fantasy football league with ease. But, you know, there's no backing that. So anyways, crows have a very distinctive call. There's no, one everybody would know. There's no misinterpreting that.
It's almost a shriek sort of sound, right?
Yeah. Yeah, basically.
I'm not going to attempt anything.
I think we have an open, actually, where we actually even attempted that. So that's been done. That's been done. Yeah, we are less than 2 weeks away from training camp. That will be our first show outside of the year, which can't wait for that. When I was driving in, the sunrise coming up. If you're someone that gets up around this time every day like we do, man, that some days you just get a perfect looking sunrise. Like today was a Lion King level sunrise, seeing the sun come up. It also though is I think one of those dangerous sunrises where the sun looks so like cuz I think it is behind clouds enough to where you can see it. And it's red because it's just coming up, and you feel like you can stare at it, but you definitely can't, right? I did not stare at it. I just glanced at it, but I think you are not supposed to stare at it no matter what, whether it's behind clouds or not. You're supposed to be wearing that's the thing with an eclipse.
Yeah, the eclipses.
Like you can look at it, and it looks like it's not as bright as the sun normally is, but it's still like all those rays are still gonna screw you up. So, I took a quick peek, looked away. Beautiful sunrise, beautiful Thursday morning here on WGR. It's Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy is off today. Good morning. The Bills are going to be on Hard Knocks in a couple of weeks as well. That's going to be August 3rd, so we're under a month away from that. And today is 3 weeks away from the NFL preseason.
Ooh.
Coming
Slips
up quick.
Up on you.
July 31st this year really is super fast. Do you know or remember off the top of your head what the NFL's Hall of Fame class is this season?
Oh, no. I will not be able to remember.
Not walking around with it?
No, I don't have that off the dome.
So there are only four. There are only four inductees this year.
I do remember that it was a small list.
That I'm seeing right. This is from the Hall of Fame. I remembered two of them. I went to look up the rest of the class, and was kind of surprised to see that there wasn't anyone else. Because normally, what do we get? Like a 7-8 person class,
right?
Well, this year it's only four, and now we're getting into players that, like, you know, I'm 30. Owen and Josh, they're in their 20s. We're starting to get to players that we grew up watching,
right?
which maybe that's the first step into feeling like you're at least a little bit old. Antonio Gates and Jared Allen would be those two. Those are the two that I remember. Like, those guys are going in this year because I didn't even feel like Jared Allen retired that long ago. He retired in a fantastic way, which was he set up a camera. He rode up from the distance on a horse wearing a cowboy hat.
Oh, yes.
And looked into the camera and said, "I'm done." Like something like, "I'm done playing football. This is my retirement video." Out. And then like the horse like got up on two legs and like rode off into the. He literally did the ride off into the sunset video.
Hey, what else can you ask for?
Yeah,
you
know? Antonio Gates also, as I mentioned, and then Sterling Sharp and Eric Allen. Those two you go a little bit earlier, and then you get your Chargers Cowboys Hall of Fame game in 3 weeks. A friend told me yesterday that they looked at Bill's preseason tickets for this year. And I told him, I don't do this now because I bet they're going to come down. But the price he told me for what the get-in would be felt like it was five times what you would expect for a preseason game. The Bills play the Giants, by the way, in less than a month.
Right.
On August 9th. It's like, it costs like $60 right now.
Whoa.
To get into that game.
For a preseason game, huh?
Like, you're either not looking in the right place, or you should just wait because there's probably going to be more tickets that hit the market. Yeah. But I wonder, maybe, I don't think it'll be that high. I did see yesterday a comparison between last year's regular season opener against the Cardinals, this year's Ravens season opener, and the massive difference in price. But That could more easily be explained, right? That's Sunday Night Football Week 1 against Baltimore,
right? MVP matchup, sort of. Yeah, that totally makes sense to me. That's a huge game, and people would like. Is that not the marquee matchup of Week 1?
100%.
That's got to be it.
I think it's the best matchup of Week 1 for sure.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. But the preseason tickets being $60 feels pretty hardcore.
But I did wonder, like, is this a warning shot of like this season is the result's going to be that it's more expensive if this is the case, but everyone's gonna be more and more
get me in that building.
Get me in there because it's the final season at the stadium, and everybody that doesn't have season tickets and maybe doesn't go to, you know, every single game, maybe you go to one or two games a year, maybe you haven't gone to a game in years yourself. But those people, big fans watch every game on TV or go out for them and they wear their jersey, like, you know, that fan, are they going to be running to these ticket sites to the Bills to say, I got to get in there one more time? Because if that's the case, that is how you're going to get, you know, you're going to get higher prices, but you're also going to get a lot more interest, I think, in going to the stadium this year to, you know, say goodbye to the stadium, basically.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people will want to make their sort of last trip out there and feel, you know, I think a lot of you just want to feel some closure about that place. I think it means so much to so many people. It's definitely going to be something that I know I have a ton of friends that are like, all right, when are we going? What's the plan? Yeah. What, like, do we want to do our old thing that we always used to do? Whatever. Like, let's make sure we really do it up, like, all the pageantry for this, because it's going to mean a lot to us for a long time. So I think that people will absolutely be getting in that building, and I'm sure every game there will be people emotional in there because they know it's the last time they'll be in that building watching their team play.
I know when it's the last time for me in that building. I mean, I'll do this sometimes. Like, I'll do this more at the arena, honestly. But just like kind of look around, you know, and especially if it's the last time in there, look around at like the stands and, you know, the names on the Wall of Fame, and like, remember, you know, when they did the jersey retirements for the guys from the 90s, Kelly and Bruce. And then there's a thing that I do. Again, I do this for the arena more often. I'll do it this year, I'm sure, just, you know, without even thinking about it, at the stadium, which is looking down on the field and remembering, all right, I think that's the spot where, you know, again, for the arena, it's that's the spot where, right there, that's where Campbell hit Umberger. And that's where Drury swung around and scored against the Rangers. And, you know, that's where, you know, Miller made this save, whatever. That's where the, right there, that's where the brawl started. That was the face-off dot. For football, for the Bills, I'll probably do the same thing this year without even thinking about it, which is, but I was thinking about that, though, like, what the last moments in the stadium will be like for me, and...
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
I'll be looking and if I'm doing the same thing, like, what are my moments? You know? Right. What are a 30-year-old Bills fan's moments that's too young to, you know, go back to the Kelly days and would have gone to every game during the late drought? But by the time Allen shows up, you know, I'm working. I'm in here with Shope and Bulldog, and we're getting ready for post-game. So we're watching the games on TV together, which was awesome. And still, one of the coolest moments ever is being in that control room out here when Tyler Boyd catches a pass and runs into the end zone. Yeah. And your dad, Bulldog, is on the air while we are all running around and screaming outside in the hall. Like that, don't get me wrong, that is an awesome memory. That wasn't a home game anyway. But, like, my years going to the stadium are Tyrod.
Right.
And, you know, Rex and late Marone a little bit. So, like, what are the moments? I thought to bring up today, like, what fans would want to say is their favorite memory in the stadium from a game that no one really ever talks about. Because it's easy to say, you know, 51-3. Or the comeback game, or the perfect game against New England. Like, those are gimmies. Those are amazing days at the stadium that everybody would remember that was there. What I'm talking about is more like,
where's the deep cuts?
Yeah, what's the deep pulls? Don't give me the hits. What are the deep pulls?
Yeah.
Memories at that stadium, like a game that maybe nobody else would have on their brain or even remember. I remember having an amazing time at the 2016 home opener against the Cardinals. Maybe that wasn't the home opener. Maybe it was their second home game. And they smoked Arizona.
Right.
33-18. I got the game up in front of me. And they were great. Like, the whole game, beginning to end. That's an early season game. That also is year two of Rex. So I think we were still kind of hopeful that could work as an experiment. And it was a perfect day out. Perfect day. Like, 70 and sunny. One of the best weather days I ever remember being at that stadium. And then there's also like there's also negative ones, but that's also like, man, can you remember we did that against the 49ers in the rain in 2007? The Bills lost like something to 3. I feel like they didn't score at all. It was pouring rain. I think Edwards went out with an injury and Lossman came in and it was a disaster. 2007 maybe for that, 2008 for that. You know, those are games that maybe not everybody would come up with.
Right. It's not top of mind, but there's. I think every sports fan has those kind of moments of random games that for whatever reason touch you and get to you. And will always stick with you because of whatever you're maybe you're there with someone or it's a game that means a lot to you in terms of the team that they're playing or you're watching the other team has one of your favorite players and you see something like that. I always love hearing about more personal stories like that because like you said, the perfect game's a layup. Everybody like of course that was amazing and awesome, but what do you got? Like, give me something interesting. Let me get a new perspective on a game I haven't even thought about in forever.
Yeah.
That you enjoyed. Tell me why you enjoyed it. I like that idea.
Do you guys remember the Bills-Ravens wind game from, like, I think 2018?
The wind game for Bills-Ravens?
It was when, like, the Ravens playbook blew onto the field and Tre'Davious White was out there picking up the pages.
Yes. The Bills are wearing red that day, I think.
I think you're right, actually. Yeah, you're right.
That's 2019. 2018, when the Bills play the Ravens, that is Peterman in the pouring rain not getting a first down for the entire first half.
It is red. I'm looking at it right now.
That was my first Bills game.
That was your first Bills game?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sticks out in my mind because of that. It was really cool. Just the whole atmosphere finally being there, you know, it was awesome. And then just like the theatrics of all the wind and all that was just funny too. But yeah, it was great.
Yeah, your first Bills game is obviously going to be that everyone in their last time in the stadium, I think, will think back to their first time in the stadium. I had been in the stadium before, but the game that I remember, I think actually I maybe went, I have the ticket stub somewhere. 99 against Miami. I have the ticket stub too, but I'm 4 years old. So how many fans have been in the building that early? I don't have any recollection of it. I got the ticket stub though. The first game that I like really truly remember is 2000. Oh, is it 2007? I should have the year nailed down on this. Maybe it's 2006. It's 2006. Bills Vikings. In 2006, like if someone asked me what my first Bills game is at the stadium, it's that one. It's early season, again, a perfect weather day. Brad Johnson is the Vikings quarterback. Lossman is still the Bills quarterback. That's the day that I met Lindy Ruff for the first time, and that's in 06. So that's smack dab in the middle of. Their President's Trophy season.
Primetime Lindy, just the coolest guy ever.
Oh, yeah.
He was like a superhero to me when I was a kid.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
It was unbelievable. You thought he was a super mega genius guy. It was really, and I still, even as an adult, think of him very highly. So that's always cool when you have a story like that where you go meet somebody.
One thing about that Bills era, though, for us, is like that's a game I look back fondly on. And part of it is because, I meet Lindy for the first time. But the scores of these games, 17-12. That's a great memory for me of being in the stadium and like 17-12. They won. So at least they got that part. That Niners game, by the way, I looked up the rain one from 07 that I also was at. They lost 10-3 in the pouring rain. 17-12. These weren't, right, like you said, these weren't great, great football games during the drought. Right. If they won and you were feeling good at the end, it kind of looked like that, didn't it? Look at the Bills in this game. I mean, McGahee, 28-78. Keep handing the ball off, I guess.
Yeah.
Jeez. I mean, field goals, and they didn't even get to 300 yards of total offense. 300.
How many punts in that game, I want to know.
That's a great question. How many punts in this game This 06 Vikings-Bills game that I just decided to pull up here. Brian Moorman had 7 punts. 264 yards of punting from Brian Moorman.
Were there more yards punting than than offense?
No, but it was close.
Close?
It was 298 to 264.
That would have been really funny if they had more yards punting the ball.
That's a good question. How many times did they do that during the drought?
That's a really good
question.
More
punt yards in a game than total yards. And then in comparison, when's the last time that's happened?
Oh.
For this team.
Man.
Sure, they've done it once.
They had to have, right?
Like,
since
did they
Josh
do it?
Has been here?
Yeah, did they do it in like the Urban Meyer loss?
Yeah, that was
9-6.
That was bad.
Maybe something like that.
That might be it.
803-0550 is the phone number if you want to share a stadium memory. Just starting off here with this in the morning. Larry in Tonawanda's first up. What's up, Larry?
Hey guys, you guys really got me in the feels. You were talking about birds, and then now you're talking about this. I have quite a few memories. I'm turning 50 in September, and my first ever game was September 2nd, my actual birthday, 1984. We were 2-14. We got destroyed by the Patriots, and I got the chance to go to the perfect game.
Nice.
And the other big memory was I saw in 1990. I went for my birthday. That was the cool part of having a September birthday is, you know, you got to go to a game, but Jeff George's first ever game, and Bruce Smith destroyed him, ragdolled him, put him right out of the game. And then, you know, my other big memory is I played for Gowanda and played against Salamanca, and I'll never forget that. I wasn't a starter or anything, but I did play, and just to be on that field for, you know, opening warm-ups and that, and you were looking around and you're like, oh, this is where all my heroes play, and that's a feeling. Anybody that's ever got to play at Rich Stadium or wherever Ralph, like, that's those people, that's something they can't ever take away. So that it was just awesome.
Definitely. Larry, that Jeff George game, he's the first overall pick, right? So is he playing is that right away at the beginning of that season?
Yes, that beginning of the season, that was his. I don't know if I'm assuming he played some in the preseason. But that was his first game, and it was just the stadium went nuts and is, you know, doing the whole Bruce call and I think he knocked him out of the game, if I'm correct. He put him right out. He couldn't finish the rest of the game, and that was like, and that almost, if you think about it, I think about it because I was at that game. That almost to me made Jeff George's career. That set the tone for the rest of Jeff George's career at that stadium.
Yeah, great one, Larry. Thanks for the call. And you're right, he did go out of that game. So Bruce sacks him. I'm looking at this. Bills Colts in 1990, early season, week one. And yeah, George goes out. Jack Trudeau comes in. Not a name I've ever heard before. But Bruce got him. Yeah, maybe. I mean, welcome to the NFL, Bruce Smith, coming at you at 100 miles an hour. So we get to Bruce Smith. The Bills, on their if you're one that likes to shop for jerseys, they released the throwback white jerseys from 1990 yesterday. Got my eye on one of those white Thurman throwbacks. Those look clean. I can't say what Larry can say, which is that he played on that field. I was on the Orchard Park football team in 2012 when we played a playoff game against Jamestown at the stadium.
Yeah.
But I did not see the field that day.
Yeah.
No. Little guy. I was still in like 5'6", I think, probably 5'7" at best.
Yeah, those like local high school games that they play there every year are so cool to watch everybody. Like, I remember when I was in high school and that was happening.
It was
a cool big deal. Like, you got to go see whatever. You knew one guy on the team. You're like, I'm gonna go see my buddy play at the stadium.
It was definitely cool to even just be a part of it. Obviously, I mean, definitely cooler, I'm sure, for, you know, all the people that have played at that stadium. The fact that they have the games at that stadium. You know, like when you're having family come down, like, okay, so where are we going for this week's game? You're coming down to the Ralph.
Right.
You're coming down to Ralph Wilson Stadium. You know the drill. You know where to park. You know how to get in. Although in that instance, maybe it would be a little more specific.
Right.
But always very cool that they play the high school games there. Bill in North Carolina is next. What's up, Bill?
Hey, guys. I just want to mention, I don't remember the year, but I did win a tailgate prize and got on the field. It was Drayton Florence pick-sixing against New England. We went 3-0. That made it on Sports Illustrated. I'm 38 years old, so I had season tickets during Fitzmagic and all that. So that's my memory. And a quick shout-out. My buddy down here in Charlotte texted me. Obviously, the Mafia travels well, but he's like, you guys are already affecting the ticket pricing in October, and it's just cool to see the Josh Allen effect, in different cities now that I live here.
Yeah. Thanks, Bill, for the
No problem.
Thanks, Bill, for the call. Someone just sent in the Bills Vikings highlights from 2006 that I sparked this conversation with.
Right.
And it just does not look anything like the football that we have become accustomed to in the Josh Allen era, other than maybe one similarity. Like, there's one pass in here where I'm trying to, who's the receiver here? It's got to be Evans. Where Lossman just unleashes a football. Throws this ball like 90 yards down the field. It was one thing he had. He had a cannon.
He could rip that thing.
I don't think he could throw the ball. Could he throw the ball further than Josh could in his prime? It was a pretty big arm.
Yeah.
I think Josh probably still does.
Josh has got him still.
I mean,
it's close probably.
Some guys, Jordan Palmer, I know like he works with Josh, and there have been others. Ross Tucker have said this, I think, that they think there's people that think Josh has the strongest arm in NFL history.
Yeah.
And Lossman had a big arm, but I don't know if anyone gives him that. 803-0550 is the phone number. First Bills game. It's a final season. Also, share if you are planning to, if you are not someone with season tickets, if you're planning to go one last time this season, any game. We talked to Ed McGrogan from the Tennis Channel earlier in the week. He's a big Bills fan. And him and his son, I think he said, are coming up to the Bills-Buccaneers game. So that'll be his last game at the stadium. So a lot of people planning that out right now, as you also planned for, new stadium plans. So let me know what was your first Bills game? Mine is, I really consider mine Bills-Vikings in 06. Deep pull for that one. 803-0550 is the phone number. We got a bunch of guests a little bit later on today. Joe Marino, we moved from yesterday to today. He's going to come on the show at 8 o'clock. We'll talk to a Buccaneers guest at 8:30. And then we will also get Brian Koziel in at 9 o'clock. Some big golf in the next week and a half. Scottish Open this week and then the Open Championship next week. All ahead, Jody Biasi, this is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.